The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our condolences to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala, Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you. As we gather on this evening and on these nights to commemorate the tragedy that befell upon the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You know, when we gather for the last 10 nights and we do the masayib every night of companions, we do the masayib every night of family, sometimes we have to put it into perspective that it all happened on one day. It was all had to be endured in one day. We have time to deal with it. There was no time for the Imam to deal with it. The Imam had to be in it. There came a time when Imam was all alone. He called out, Hal min dabin yadubbu an harami Rasulillah. Is there anyone to come and defend the family of Rasulullah? Hal min muwahidin yakhafullahu fina. Is there not anyone who believes in Allah that will come to our defense? Al min mughithin yarjullaha bi ghathatina. Is there not any rescuer that will come and rescue us? When the shouts and the cries of the Imam alayhi salam were heard, it is said in Maqtal al-Husayn that at this time one man came out. One man, Sajjad, comes out of his tent. Umm Kulthum says, better come back. My son, come back. You are in no condition. Sajjad was so weak, the narration says, that he could not even hold a sword. But he says, my Imam has called me. My Imam has called me. How can I not answer the call of my Imam? Hussein says, O Umm Kulthum, take Sajjad back. For if we lose him, there will be no successor to the heir of Rasulullah. And then the Imam goes towards the Khaymah. Why? To bid farewell to the ladies and children. You know, it is this gham of the widas that breaks my heart every time. What must Zainab be thinking at this time? She knows that every time someone comes for wida, they don't come back. What does Sakina think at this time? That this is my baba, he's going now. And my chacha left, he never came back. My brothers left, they never came back. Imam comes into his khaymah, his tent, and he asks for his oldest clothes. And then he is given his oldest clothes. And then he makes holes in these clothes. We say, what do you plan on doing, Yabna Rasulullah? The Imam knows that these enemies, these mal'uneen, will not leave his body alone afterwards. So in hopes that he wears these old garments, maybe they will leave him covered. But Yabna Rasulullah, they did not. Yabna Rasulullah, they had no shame in what they did. The Imam alayhi salam then goes into the tent of Sajjad to bid him farewell. The narration says that the Imam bequeathed him, left him his wasiya. But I tell you, my heart asks me, my mind asks me, that when Sajjad looks at his father, He sees him bloodied. He sees him alone. He sees the thirst on his lips. I wonder if Sajjad asked Baba, where is my uncle Abba? Oh, my uncle, where is my brother Ali ibn al-Akbar? Where is my brother Qasim? Why are you in this state? But alas, the Imam alayhi salam is alone. And then the Imam comes out after having bid farewell to Sajjad. He comes out on the tents of the family in Abbas al-Qummi. Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi says, he cries out, O Sakina, O Fatima, O Zainab, O Umm Kulthum, Alaykunna minni salam, upon you is my final salam. It is mentioned in Al-Manaqib that at that point, Sakina rushes out to Imam al-Husayn. She hugs Imam al-Husayn. Imam al-Husayn hugs her towards his chest, and then he recites some poetry. He says, Sayatulu ba'di ya sukainatu fa'lami minki al-buka'u idha al-himamu dahani. He says, Sakina, after me, they will make you cry for a long time, Sakina. But oh Sakina, have mercy on your father. Do not cry while he is still alive, for your cries break the heart of your father. Sakina and Imam embrace one another. The Imam alayhi salam now begins to get onto his horse, but he hears a familiar voice from behind. It is said that the voice was that of Zainab saying, Mahlan ya akhi, wait one moment, oh my brother. يوقف حتى أزود من نظري. Let me look at you one more time, O Hussein. Because the next time I see you, your head will be removed from your body. The next time I see you, your body will be trampled. Let me look at you one more time, O Hussein. Once the Imam decides to go, it is his turn. The narrators mentioned that we were surprised at the way Hussein was attacking. This was a man who was thirsty. This was a man since morning had been going to the battlefield and back. He had been bruised and hurt. Yet Hussein attacked like a raging lion. Anyone that would come in front of him, Hussein would send him to Jahannam. Anytime someone would dare come in front, Imam would handle that. Umar ibn Sa'ad knew that this was no way to finish Hussein. He called out 4,000 people to come and shoot arrows at Abu Abdullah. Arrows began to rain down upon the Imam alayhi salam. It is said in Maqtal, some struck his chest, some struck his throat. Imam al-Hussein kept resisting, kept fighting. At one point, it is said he saw Shimr Mal'un with his companions about to attack the tent of Hussein. Imam calls out to Umar ibn Sa'ad, Hey Umar! Have some shame. Hussein is still alive. If you do not fear Allah, then be free men in this world. They retreat back. And now Imam al-Hussein continues, but there comes a point when Hussein is exhausted. It is that Imam stops on his horse. And his Imam is paused. It is said, a mal'oon took a rock and threw the rock at the forehead of Imam. It said, it hit the Imam with such force That blood began to fall on the face of the Imam. This is that same forehead Rasulullah used to kiss. This is that same forehead Ali and Fatima used to kiss. Blood began to trickle down the face, spill down on the face of Hussein. The narration says Hussein took his abba, took his shirt, and raised it to wipe the blood from his face. At that time, an arrow with poison hit the chest of Hussein alayhi salam falls to the ground. The details are heartbreaking. There comes a man who stabs him with a spear on his collar. He removes that spear, stabs Hussein on the chest. Imam falls to the ground. Imam is laid on the ground. At this time, the mal'oon Shimmer calls out, "What are you waiting for? Finish Hussein." But no one came forward except for Shimmer. My brothers and sisters, I do not have the strength to tell you what happens next, but Sahib al-Zaman tells us in Ziyaratun Nahiya, "Wal Shimru Jalisun ala Sadrik."
اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.